Genesis chapter 9, verses 20 through 27. Here we see a very controversial piece of scripture, the failure of Ham. Oftentimes, this is interpreted as a great racial prophecy to justify slavery from the Negroid race unto the Caucasian race. This could not be further from the truth. Others interpret this as Ham committing an act of homosexuality against Noah based on verse 24, and he knew what his younger son had done unto him. This also is not accurate, for we look to the scriptures for proper interpretation. And the key is the nakedness of their father in verse 23. Leviticus chapter 18, verse 8 states, "The nakedness of thy father's wife shalt thou not uncover. It is thy father's nakedness." We see from Leviticus 18 and 8, and Leviticus chapter 20, verses 17 through 21, the proper interpretation of the nakedness of thy father. For this term, nakedness, is a Jewish idiom, which means to uncover and to have a moral indecency, incestual relationship, as confirmed in Leviticus chapter 18 and Leviticus chapter 20, verses 17 through 21. This word uncover in Leviticus 18 and Leviticus 20 speaks to incestual and sexual relationships. Ham having relations with the nakedness of thy father, which is the mother. To usurp the father, to demonstrate that he is now the head of the family and the head of the human race that will now populate the earth. This is the same demonstration that Absalom committed in scripture in 2 Samuel chapter 16, where he was told to go into David's concubines to demonstrate that the true individual that inherits the king's crown inherits the property, inherits the lands, inherits all the authority, and inherits the wives of the king, demonstrated by Absalom going into them before all the people. Same thing with Ham, demonstrating that he is usurping the authority and rulership of Noah as now taking the wife of Noah. This proper interpretation gives context to why Noah cursed Canaan in verse 25, because he is saying, "Ham, despite you going in to my wife to attempt to usurp my authority and produce seed, and your seed after you shall rule after you, Canaan, your seed shall not rule, but be a servant of servants. And Shem, the firstborn, shall be blessed. And the secondborn, Japheth, shall be blessed. And your seed shall serve both of them." As the people of Canaan fulfilled this prophecy of servitude, as the nation of Israel, the descendants of Shem, conquered them, and Israel became the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, blessed going in and blessed coming out. And so it is today.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.